This is a CHLY News Update. A trio of groups are teaming up to help keep the jazz scene alive in Nanaimo. The Sunday Jazz Brunch is a six-week series of events that began on May 17th, continuing through to June 21st. The series, held at the View Restaurant in the Dorchester Hotel from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., is co-organized by the Nanaimo International Jazz Festival, the Wellington Jazz Academy, and the Friends of Nanaimo Jazz Society. Wayne Wilkins is a jazz lover and one of the organizers from the Nanaimo International Jazz Festival. Wilkins is one of the head organizers of the Sunday Jazz Brunch series. CHLY spoke with Wilkins about the idea behind the event.
To get new jazz fans, which we're all hurting for, is we have to expose people to more jazz, show them how much fun it is, not only to play, but to listen to and, you know, be around with your friends, all ages, everybody.
The Wellington Jazz Academy is a music education program designed to help high school students learn and excel in both instrumental and vocal jazz. Wilkins says students from the academy benefit from events like this.
The experience that students have listening to veteran players is invaluable, and there's so much to learn from all those years of playing. It's a feather in the cap for Nanaimo to have any of these regular events because it shows that part of the cultural fabric of the community is all about music.
Performances so far have featured veteran local players and jazz students and graduates from the Wellington Jazz Academy. The brunch series sets out to bring more live jazz music to venues, while giving the opportunity for local, seasoned, and new jazz players to perform together. CHLY joined by the June 7th Sunday brunch to speak with Steve Jones, a local jazz veteran who has been part of the scene in Nanaimo for years and plays a number of instruments, including alto and soprano saxophones and guitars. He commented on being part of the Jazz Brunch series.
Oh, it's great. I mean, always you meet new people you haven't played with, and there's all this common ground, and it's really fun.
Jones explained jazz relies on improvisation and shared musical knowledge and experiences, which allows performers from different backgrounds and even generations to play together. Jones spoke on the state of the Nanaimo jazz scene and reflected on some of the challenges it's facing.
Unfortunately, the jazz scene is suffering because of the closure of the VIU jazz program. So that means that a lot less young people are coming to town to play music. And so we're going to see a change in that over the next few years.
Jones says the closure of the VIU jazz program could affect the number of young musicians entering the local jazz scene in the coming years. Wilkins is actively advocating for the revival and ongoing support of the jazz scene. Valerie Turner, another longtime jazz performer, played piano at the Sunday Jazz Brunch series.
It's like a conversation between the musicians. It's just like you're talking to each other back and forth. I love the spontaneity of it.
Turner lives on Protection Island, a recent addition to Nanaimo from Victoria. She explained how amazed she was at the liveliness of the local jazz scene. With the Nanaimo Jazz Festival and other events, she emphasized how incredible the local scene is and how many talented musicians come from the area. Turner spoke about playing with other musicians at the brunch.
So wonderful having these opportunities to make connections with other jazz musicians. And so great seeing the mixture of generations, you know, the older musicians, myself included in there, with the young ones coming out of the Wellington.
The Sunday Jazz Brunch is nearing its end, with the remaining shows taking place June 14th and 21st. Further information is available on the Tourism Nanaimo website. Cover for those interested is $10. For CHLY, this is Luis Sablin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.